You are listening to a preview of Place, a Chicago sustainability series dialogue with Pavel Foster, manager of the Clustered and Scattered Site Apartments Initiative, or CASA for brevity, at this dialogue's nonprofit partner, Teen Living Programs. Recorded on September 14th, 2016, at Savage Smith. To find out about upcoming dialogues, community meetings, and volunteer opportunities, go to sustaintheshy.com.
So on a day-to-day basis, it's fun, right? And so you can have a really fun day, and then you can have a really stressful day. I think in any social service agency, any not-for-profit, you have your ups and your downs. But I think the reward of working with adolescents who are homeless, and trust me, I've grew up in Chicago, and so I've never even heard of teen living programs. So I know that there are teen living programs, but this is the teen living program. And so when I first started working there, I had never worked with the homeless population before. I've only worked with the mental health population. And so when I first started working there, I was like, this is amazing. Who provides all of these type of services to the youth here? But the sad part that came with it is I never knew that we had that many homeless youth in the city of Chicago. You know, you grow up and you may see people like under the viaducts, or you may see people sleeping on the bus stops or whatever, but I always saw them as adults. You know, I never saw anybody that's 15 and 16 and 17 years old is couch surfing, or, you know, that they're sleeping in parks, they're sleeping in trains, they're anywhere just to, you know, make sure that they're getting some type of rest. And then they are all over the place. And it was really sad, but it motivated me to say, okay, this is something that we really need to address in the city of Chicago. And I think right away, I dove into my position and making sure the clients are meeting their landlords. They're following what the lease is saying. They're following instructions, making sure not loud partying, all, you know, whatever the case may be, but teaching them life skills because they have the survival piece already down packed. And so that piece alone, they got it. Now, the way that they were surviving, I try to shape their mind to think differently. And so that piece of it is really difficult at times, because when they're so accustomed to surviving, that may come with lying, that may come with stealing, that may come with some things that, you know, we don't see as pretty, you know, as many times. But once you get them on the right path, these kids are resourceful. They will find jobs after jobs after jobs. They will go to school. Some of my clients are working full-time, going to school full-time, coming to meetings with me, and then on top of that, trying to manage a personal life. That's hard for me. So for someone at the age of 21 to be staying on their own, I just started staying on my own. I've had a roommate for the longest, so I admire them. And I think it's a reward in being able to see our clients, even in our residential facility, even with our outreach clients, they are motivated to get what they want because they've had to survive whatever has happened to them, you know, in their life, whatever traumatic thing that has happened to them, they push for it. And that's the drive that they have to really get where they want to go. A lot of clients want to be in the CASA program because they're like, hey, you make sure I got a bed, a couch, you know, refrigerator, food, transportation to get to work. Like, in my program, so it's a two-year program, and so there will always be 10 clients in that program. And so we make sure that they get whatever they need. In our residential, in our Belfer House program, we house 24 youth there, and they have their own room. They're able to stay there 18 months and get the same services that I provide for the CASA program. We also have the outreach, and so they do street outreach in three different locations throughout the week, where they're passing out palm cards and they're talking to youth that may be homeless and may not have told anybody. And so to get the word out there, that's kind of what we're doing. We also have a Bronzeville youth shelter for our, for young kids that maybe have a lockout or in the hospital and nobody's taking them, or whatever the case may be, and they can stay there up until 21 days, and we try to do reunification and things of that nature. So.